Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right, Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So Jonathan and Drew Scott, known for their wildly popular HGTV shows, including Property Brothers and Brother vs. Brother, follow up their New York Times bestseller Dream Home with a highly anticipated memoir. It Takes Two, Our Story, shares never-before-revealed tales of the brothers' childhood and rise to fame. They soon found their true passion in life, combining their natural gifts for entertaining with the skills they learned from buying, renovating, and selling homes. Property Brothers airs new episodes every Wednesday night at 8 Central on HGTV. Drew just signed on to the new season of ABC's Dancing with the Stars, and the brothers are coming to Chicago on Wednesday, September 13th at the McAnich Art Center at the College of DuPage. And joining us this morning is Jonathan Scott. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And congrats on the new book.
It's been insane. I mean, it's hard to imagine how much work goes into actually writing a book. But the best part of this was a lot of these stories and these memories we hadn't even thought about for decades.
That's awesome.
And so this is an honest look. We said we wouldn't omit anything if we do a memoir, and we haven't. It has the highs and lows. It has everything.
That's awesome. Well, I was going to say, the first book was really about, it was more business. It was about strategy behind finding, fixing your house of your dreams. And this new book is really about those personal journeys in life. And as you said, the ups and downs, but it's kind of where it got you guys today.
Yeah, exactly. The Dream Home was about the big picture questions to ask yourself, buying and selling and renovating and all of that. But the fans asked for the story about us. You know, what makes us tick? Why are we the weirdos that we are? And how does it all fit together? Things like I was married before and I got divorced, and it was very painful time in my life, as anyone who's been through that can imagine. And so for the first time opening up about this stuff and letting our fans know about it, I think it's really important because we have a great relationship with our fans, and it's a very honest one.
Very cool. Well, I love that you go back to really your childhood, and you kick off the book with a story on how your father sat you boys down and had the talk with you when you were both like 7 years old. And the talk was, it's time to get a job.
Yeah, I don't know if that happens everywhere, but, at our house, we grew up in a ranch, and, it's not a free ride. We had to work on the ranch, and, we had to pull our own weight, but that was the rule in our house, is when we turn 7, you have to get a job. You have to learn work ethic from someone other than just my dad, and so we started working as clowns. We found this ad from Parks and Rec, Learn to Be a Clown, and we took a workshop with them, and they started hiring us to do parades and stuff like that. And before you knew it, we were doing birthday parties. It's totally unexpected.
That's totally cool. I love that. I love that. Well, and your family.
Are you telling me that you don't have in your history, you weren't a clown at some point? That's not normal?
Oh, I was a clown, but I was probably an unpaid clown in the classroom. You know what I'm saying? So, No, I get it. I totally get it. And your family also followed this version of a cowboy code, and I love this because it really kind of set the tone, I think, for really how you developed in your teen years and through today, is take pride in every task, no matter how big or small, finish whatever you start, never break a promise, don't turn your back on someone in need, and ride for your brand. So, I mean, these are some pretty serious things to be teaching a young kid, but you followed these.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's kind of that country. If you've ever been in the country and you meet people, you're like, wow, they're so friendly. Everybody's so friendly. And people actually stick to their word. That's what I loved. And that was really what was instilled in us. If we give our word on something, it doesn't matter if it ends up being a harder task than we imagined. You still stick to your word and you still finish what you started. And it was important. And we still do that today with everything. Every single homeowner we work with on the shows, if we say we're going to do something, we actually usually say we like to surprise and delight, and we always come through with even more and in a shorter timeline than what we said we were going to do.
That's pretty cool. And those are, you know, as long as you stay dedicated to that and you remind yourself every day, those are great words to live by.
Exactly. And, you know, the fortunate thing for us, when you read these stories in the book and you know, there's a whole chapter that's on our band of brothers, all of our friends, our best friends. And, you know, still to this day, every single one of our friends says it's so funny because they'll see us on the cover of People magazine. They'll see, you know, Drew on GMA when he announced Dancing with the Stars, all this. We're the exact same guys that we were 20 years ago before any of this happened.
That's very cool. That's good. That's good to hear. But they must have known, though, by your drive, that they were going to see you on the front cover of a magazine on a newsstand somewhere,
yeah.
Right?
I actually remember when I was in high school, I think I was about grade 10, and I remember my physical education teacher said to me at one point, wow, he's like, you guys, I'm telling you right now, you guys are going to be famous because there's no way that you guys will just settle for some small-time job in this small town. And, you know, we had big, lofty goals. We're ambitious kids and admittedly overachievers, but we knew that there was a path to do it without stepping on people along the way. And
That's cool.
We're very, very proud that the work we've put in has paid off.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I know as you got a little older, you know, you both, you know, wanted to, you know, act a little bit. You were a magician through all this. So you kind of developed from those clown days into something else, but always performing, you know, in front of people, like you felt comfortable doing that stuff.
Oh yeah. Even like as kids, my parents said we were not allowed to be those shy kids that didn't, they would have, you know, friends over and we'd be right in there and, you know, not shy at all and always introducing us to adults and having us converse with adults. And so then I think naturally we became performers and I love the energy of a live audience. That's why right now, like when we're coming into Chicago on the 13th, we're face to face with the audience. It's like we call it a Brovariety show. It's a variety show of all things brothers. You get, you know, we wrote some original music for Property Brothers at Home on the Ranch, which one of the songs Billboard charted a couple of years ago. And so we're performing live. I'm doing magic live on stage. We're talking about the shows, and you get behind-the-scenes videos of things you've never seen before. It's literally the most fun. We've already done two cities, and the fans have just gone nuts. So that's why I'm excited. When we get to Chicago, and Chicago's close to our hearts because we filmed there. We've been there. I filmed actually a Halloween special just north in Highwood, north Chicago.
Okay.
Been there a million times. And so I'm excited that we're actually able to stop there. We're only doing 11 cities across the country.
That's awesome. Very cool. Very cool. We're looking forward to having you here. You had, at 18 years old, you bought your first property. So what got you guys from doing more entertaining and the magic and the acting and the directing? What did you say about homes and flipping homes? Like, when did that come into play?
Yeah, it wasn't even on our radar. I mean, we'd grown up on a ranch, so we were handy, you know, building barns and mending fences and all of that. I built our house with my dad when I was 14 years old. And when we're coming out of high school, we thought to ourselves, you know, we don't want to be struggling artists, you know. Why don't we do something? Why don't we invest in real estate? So we read every book we possibly could, got the infomercials for making millions with no money down. Most of it was misinformation, but we managed to buy our very first house at 18, and we were only $250 out of pocket to buy it. We took over the person's mortgage and fixed it up, and a year later, we made a 50 grand profit when we sold it, and that's the most money we had ever had in hand in our lives.
At that age,
and it was wild.
That probably motivated you and said, hey, I'm going to do
this. Oh, the light bulb went on. That's when we did that, you know, the first thing instantly that goes through your head is, do we go to the club and pop a bottle and just make it rain, or do we reinvest it in something else?
Right.
Fortunately, reinvested it.
Yeah, keep growing it. Now, siblings, and I know you guys are twins, married couples, people who work together that are family, they have a hard time sometimes. So what makes your relationship and your friendship with your brother dispel some of those myths? I mean, what keeps it real for you guys?
Well, people say you can't work with family, and we've been proving that wrong since we started our first business together at 7. So for us, we have a no BS policy. If there is something that's bothering us, we get it out now so that it doesn't fester into something larger than it has to be. And that's just always worked for us. You know, we do have our disagreements. We do have our arguments. But we also recognize each other's strengths and weaknesses. And, it just works. It's the same with JD, our older brother. JD works with us on a lot of things that we do.
Yeah, I saw that.
Our whole family is very close.
Yeah, you're all in. Your folks, too. Everybody's into this whole business, which is really, really cool. So you guys continue to flip houses, but you were also interested in doing this for an audience. So when did you kind of mix the entertainment part of what you did earlier in your life and the real estate ventures that you were going into? What propelled you to say, let's put this on television?
Well, you know what's funny is, you know, we were actors as kids, did some TV, and it was never on our radar to host a show. And when we started flipping houses, did our first one, did our second one, we realized that we could make an actual business out of this, and we're making good money. So we licensed her as a real estate agent. I actually left business school, went to college for construction design, we then formed a company and ran that for 10 years. Before Drew kind of got that itch and was like, oh, I miss acting. And so he started going out for more auditions. But at this point, and with his experience now as a realtor, he started getting put out as a host for real estate shows. And he was approached to do a show. They're like, yeah, we want to cast you for a show called Realtor Idol.
Yeah, it was an idol
show.
Like
American Idol for realtors.
I love that.
And I was like, that's the dumbest idea in the world. And fortunately, that went nowhere. But when they found out he had a brother that was a designer and a contractor, they pitched us on doing a show, which became Property Brothers.
But see, what I love
so
is that you're
completely off our radar.
But you're completely honest with your brother about it. I mean, I'm assuming you guys wouldn't let each other do something that, you know, could hurt you personally, hurt the brand of the Scott brothers. You know, that brutal honesty is probably one of those things that keeps things together.
Yeah, if you want, I mean, I laugh because when Drew really was making a push to do his acting, he actually appeared in a naked zombie movie. And I said to him, like, oh, exactly, is this going to happen? How is this going to help your brand? And anyway, but no, fortunately now we're very aware of our brand and strategic how we grow. And I think that's the success, too. Our fans watch the show, and they realize we don't take ourselves too seriously. We have fun at what we're doing. When we started doing our show, nobody did shows like this because, you know, a lot of the design shows were a little bit too serious. And I think people were afraid to have that kind of fun. And that's why, you know, husbands, wives, kids, we have 5-year-old kids that stop us on the street and say, oh my gosh, Property Brothers, we love you guys. And, you know, it's nice to see the whole family can watch it because I think there's a lot of content on TV right now, especially in politics. It's not fun to watch, and it's nice to have an escape to something that's family-friendly.
It is a nice break, even the stuff they're producing for kids. Well, I have to tell you, my daughter Emma, she's going to be 12, and when I told her I was interviewing you today, she was beyond excited. Can I come with you? I'm like, well, it's by phone, so you can't meet them. But she was that excited because, you know, when she comes home from school, honestly, she's not putting on Nickelodeon stuff. She puts on HGTV, and she loves the show. So you're right, it appeals to everybody in the family.
Well, you can record this. And you can tell her, Emma, you are my favorite person, and thank you for watching. And if Drew gets so busy with Dancing with the Stars, then maybe I'll bring her on and she can be my property sister.
There you go. I love that. Oh, I'm playing that for you. You betcha. You betcha. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I was looking at this. You know, your shows are driving like 14, 15 million viewers. You know, this is quite a success story. What keeps you guys grounded? Like, how do you keep yourself centered and just your feet on the ground?
You know, the fact that we don't take ourselves too seriously, I think, is important. We always try and find a way to have fun. If you were on set and you were watching us on set, whether it's our construction crews or the TV crews, it's like a big family, and we laugh all day, and I'm amazed we get any work done, and I think that energy kind of comes through on screen, and so, you know, it does keep us humble, and we have been doing TV since we were kids, so it's not like something that we just discovered, and you know, it's something that we take for granted, but I think that's it, and with our shows, every time we come create a new show or a spinoff, we try and evolve it a little bit by listening to the audience. We get 500,000 messages a week each.
Wow.
And so we have a team, that's through social media.
Yeah.
We have a team who goes through all of that, and we really pull the best ideas to help evolve. So that's the kind of relationship we have with our fans.
And what's going to be kind of odd is that, okay, so Drew's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. And I thought to myself, wouldn't that been a bigger ratings getter if you two competed against each other and doing this stuff?
Oh, yeah, that's what they wanted. They wanted
us
to do it. And the unfortunate thing is I start 17 construction projects in 2 weeks.
Ah.
So I will have no life until Christmas.
Gotcha.
I physically couldn't do it. But Drew, you know, the fortunate thing is on Property Brothers and Buying and Selling, once we find the houses, then Drew has a lighter schedule. And so he was able to go back and forth.
Gotcha.
And also, you know, it would be unfair because I would have won. So,
yeah, you guys are very, very competitive. But Drew was born first. Didn't he win that at least, right?
No, I was born first.
It was you.
Drew sat on my head in the womb. So, you know, I won the first competition, but he still got a teacup.
That's awesome. And if the shows and everything else you're doing isn't enough, you've got this furniture and decor line called Scott Living. So tell me a little bit about that and what's coming up new for the fall season for that.
Yeah, we have developed a whole series of products from, you know, what we do at QVC and at Lowe's and Costco.com, and you name it. And it's all furniture and decor and elements for the home that we really think take it up a notch. Again, we really listen to our fans. We listen to the families that are on our shows. And we also attend every design conference that's out there to make sure that we're on the cutting edge of what's coming down the pipeline.
That's cool.
And so the products we've created are always at a better price point than you'd anticipate. They're a level above in the quality. And it's something that we think people should raise the bar a little when it comes to their home. Your home should make your life easier. And that's what's reflected in everything we design.
That's very cool. And I also know you guys do a lot of stuff for charity, too, and homes for people that, you know, can't afford to do some things to improve their lives and stuff. And I love that, too, because you got to put some skin in the game, and you guys certainly do that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the families, which if you watch any of our shows, you'll realize they don't really have enough of a budget to do the things that they want to do. And so they wouldn't be able to get into their dream home if it wasn't for the shows. And it's important to us to be able to help people out. And even on Brother versus Brother. So we shot Brother versus Brother in Galveston. And at the end of it, we had raised all the profits go to charity. So we gave, I believe it was about $180,000 to Rebuilding Together, which goes right back into the local community. And now, of course, with Hurricane Harvey, absolutely Texas can use it. And fortunately, we checked in, and all of the families who bought the houses and our crews and everybody there, everybody's okay. Houses are fine.
Good to
but,
hear.
But in other areas, not the case. Right. But at the same time, we had partnered with Wayfair, and we donated $250,000 worth of brand new furniture and decor to the Habitat for Humanity Restore. So we try to use every one of our shows to help as many people in the communities that we go to. I think it's a bit of an obligation when you have a platform such as this that you can try and give back.
Boy, that's the right attitude. I wish more people had that attitude. Nice job, Jonathan. Honestly, that's great stuff that you do. And you're coming here on Wednesday. It's your house party. It's at the McAnn Anich Arts Center at the College of DuPage. Tickets start at $59.75. You get a new copy of the book. You can go to atthemac.org to get tickets. There's also a limited number of VIP seats that include a post-show photo opportunity. And again, you get a copy of the book as well. And the new season of Property Brothers airs every Wednesday at 8 Central on HGTV. Their new memoir, It Takes Two, Our Story, available at your local booksellers, Amazon, wherever books are sold. And for more on Jonathan and Drew, visit scottbrothers.com. I think I got it all.
I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I mean, we love Chicago. Still tickets available, so we hope to see everybody there. If you know someone who is an HGTV junkie, they will not want to miss this night. So we will see you there on September 13th.
I think I'm going to have to bring Emma with me.
She will be the first person in line when we do the meet and greet.
That's awesome. All right, Jonathan. Thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great one.
You too. All right. Top stories are next on 720 WGN.